escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Boomer and Geo,
BT and Sal,
Kevin and Tiki,
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at HoffWFAN on all social media platforms. And you can also check me out, BT and Sal, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. or whenever I host my normal Saturday morning shift, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Saturday mornings, or if Rico Bronya, or here, WFAN Daily. Wherever you get your podcast, just like, subscribe, all that good stuff and more. Big weekend in New York sports. As let's start with the football teams. Let's start with the positive for a second here, because you know both the Giants and Jets played. I was at the Giants game in Buffalo, so let's just focus on them for a second, because there was a lot of good positive things that took place. First of all, the fact that the Giants put up 34 points, I know it's a preseason game. What does that really mean? It's preseason. You put up 34 points versus Buffalo Bills. They weren't playing their full squad the entire time. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of backups that are getting opportunities and players are getting opportunities. But what does it mean to put up 34 points for the New York Giants? A team that has been notoriously slow starters every single season. You see them put up minimal points in every aspect of their game. Consistently starting the season and fighting for field goals and fighting for what they scored touchdowns with, if I'm correct, with every starting quarterback they had. Every quarterback they played on the field had a touchdown. I believe Russell Wilson did, but Jackson Dart did. No, actually, Russell Wilson did not. He had, but they did get the points with Russell Wilson. I'll take that. But Jackson Dart looked excellent. He really did. I got to meet the young man after the game too, when he was, listen, he has the charisma. He has that boxy about him. He definitely has a personality that can go far in the NFL. I love how it's going to be, not suffocated by any means, but it's going to be put on a temporary block right now so that Russell Wilson can guide this team. And I will tell you this much. I heard it from some people, and I felt it. Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston definitely have changed the feel of that room, that locker room, the optimism on that team. You just feel the chemistry or the energy of the team already. And then you see on the field, you already saw some bright spots. You already saw some people that were, you know, Turbo Miller offensively had a really, really good game. fighting for a position, fighting for a spot on that team. You saw, obviously, Abdul Carter didn't get many opportunities, but the plays he was out there for made an impact. This Giant team, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to be first place in the NFC East. I'm not saying anything like that. But I will say this much. They are going to be a much more exciting watch, much more entertaining watch. And if the offense can actually click the way they did with every single quarterback, whether it was Jameis, whether it was Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart, Tommy DeVito, if they can play the way they did versus Buffalo, half as good in the regular season, it's going to be fun to watch. It is going to be fun to watch. And they move the ball. Like, that's something that you just never see. So they didn't move they don't normally move the ball. They did that with every single quarterback up and down the field. You got to feel happy. As a first game, preseason game, obviously there's two more games left before we get to the big show, the week one in the NFL. Then you got the Jets who, listen, Aaron Glenn is fiery. And that's a good thing. And that people are commenting on the fieriness, the fiery nature, the accountability factor of Aaron Glenn. And I won't deny it. Like, it is important. It is a big deal that the mindset changes with the New York Jets. Same thing with the Giants too, but the Jets as well. They have been a laughingstock every single year, whether it's, you know, from Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson, you know, Sam Darnold, you name it. They've just had so many issues over the past few years, and there hasn't been that accountability. And Robert Saleh, no matter how fiery that guy was, didn't seem like he held players accountable. Now, Aaron Glenn seems to be doing it very early in front of the cameras, has no gripe with that whatsoever. I will say this much, though. Brian Daboll had the same approach his first year with the Giants. Everyone loved it. Everyone loved the fact that Brian Daboll got in Daniel Jones' face in that first game after he threw a pick in the end zone. And Brian Daboll got in his face, yelled at him, screamed at him. And listen, the rest of the season is history. They went to the playoffs. Now, did they go far in the playoffs? They beat the Vikings. Got that one game under their belt, one playoff win under their belt, and then lost the next round. But that being said, though, they got the win. Now, not that they had the win, but they had that under their belt. And Brian Daboll was the originator of that fieriness. Aaron Glenn, he has that to him. He has that fiery nature. He has that, you know, I don't give a crap at mentality. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And that's great. But Brian Daboll in year two got crapped on because of how intense he was and because he got in the face of Tyrod Taylor and because, you know, holding certain people accountable, and maybe it was a little too much. Maybe he's too, that's gonna you know, wear thin on a lot of players. Well, is it be fiery, be accountable, hold people accountable, or is it be a pussy? I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I gotta be honest with you. I like the fiery nature. I like the accountability. So don't sit there and back down. If he gets intense with everybody, go for it. That's the way it's gotta be. Do not go out there and criticize if he gets in someone's face and you don't like it. That's your problem. These guys need to be held accountable at all aspects. If he I think the thing with Brian Daboll was he got upset and threw like an iPad or something like that. I'm not sure if he hit anybody, but I believe he threw an iPad or got pissed off about something and he threw something. Okay. These are grown men. They're playing an intense game, and they have to be going full force. They have to be smart. They have to be locked in at all times. So don't give a pass on anybody. So that means, Aaron Glenn, you're starting a trend. Not a trend, but you are starting to build a culture. Stick with it. Don't let anybody else knock you down and say, oh, well, that's a little too much. That's a little too intense. Same with Brian Daboll last year. The biggest thing with Brian Daboll was last year they said, oh, he didn't hold people accountable. Well, which one is it? Do you want people to be fiery and grab people by the shirts and yell at them? Or do you want them to be like, hey, you know, we'll get them next time, bud? It's the accountability factor. It's football. It's a hard-nosed game. You can't be nice to everybody. You can't kiss everybody on the behind and say, hey, good job. Can't do it. You gotta have that intensity. You have to have that accountability. So I love what Aaron Glenn did, but just remember, he's going to do it in spots where you're going to be like, questionable. He's got to have full control. He's got to have that, and he can't back down from it now. I love it. Stick with it. Get in people's faces. It's all good. Now, on to the and Justin Fields looked good too. You know, he played well. They had some good moments. The Jets looked pretty solid. Listen, the teams, you're not going to be able to tell how they're going to be during these preseason games. Like, you're just not going to know what type of record they're going to have from watching them play preseason. You could see the coaching, maybe a little bit of what the coaches do, how they handle things, how they handle the players. You could see that. But is really any of these preseason games really going to sit there and be like, well, the Giants and the Jets both played well. They're going undefeated this season. No, not even close. They both can finish last place for all I know. Nobody knows anything. It's really week one, which we're really going to be the tone setters to this NFL season. But I'll tell you this much. Get me to the NFL season because I can't take watching the Mets and Yankees anymore. The two teams combined have won three games since the trade deadline. Three games. It's embarrassing. The trade deadline, it's August 10th. The trade deadline was July 31st. So we're talking about 10 full games. We're 10 full days. You're talking, I think that the record is a combined 3-16, or 3-13. I think they played 16 games in total. They are 3-13, Mets and Yankees combined. That's embarrassing. And these are the same teams that were praised for their trade deadline acquisitions. But the problem is,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The core stinks. It stinks at the core, right? And listen, are these two teams playoff bound? Most likely. Every day it gets closer and closer to a no, but I would still say that they're most likely going to be in the playoffs. I would still believe that both the Yankees and the Mets are both going to be in the playoffs, no doubt about it. But at any point in time, it could go the opposite way. You give me another 7-game losing streak from both teams, then they're done. They're done. They have to turn it around. And the Mets right now, they played a terrible series in Milwaukee. If you want to listen to, you know, a great breakdown, Evan Roberts just did it on the Rico Bronya podcast. I'll give him a little pop there because it was an hour and a half of a bitch fest about how bad those games were. And it's everybody. It was everybody. There was not one person besides Tyler Rogers, who he gave the start of the series to, who actually did his freaking job. Everybody sucked. There's no starting pitching. The bullpen is overworked. You can't actually use the bullpen right. What the offense is non-existent. And basically, if I'm correct, what to regurgitate what Evan said, in the sixth inning on, the Mets scored zero runs. Zero. You can't win games when you don't score a run in late in the game. Doesn't work. Especially when the other team comes back and takes the lead. So it was a gross weekend of baseball for the Mets as Starling Marte gets thrown out of the plate. And listen, we did a Rico Bronya on this on Friday after the game was over. We did an instant reaction, and it was, you know, the play at home could have been avoided because Starling Marte should have never been running the bases. End of story. It should have been Tyrone Taylor. There's no reason why they didn't put Tyrone Taylor in that game over Starling Marte. But Marte was there, and he gets out. And he's actually been hitting okay, but he's not powerful enough to be a DH. So he's not hitting you 30, 40 home runs. And he's not fast enough to be, you know, a threat on the base path. So he's just kind of a blah player at this point in time. This is not a good fit. They needed to move on from Starling Marte. It didn't work out. The experiment of Starling Marte and Jesse Winker went as well as Daniel Vogelbach and Darren Ruff. Okay? And we know how that went. This is going the same way. But then you have yesterday, the collapse in the late innings. You got, you know, why is Frankie Montas even starting or pitching anymore for this team? He's not a starting pitcher. He's not a, you know, we gave him an opener. He goes three innings. That's not good enough. You can't have a long relief guy go for three innings. You need someone that's going to eat up four or five innings at least. I mean, what are we talking about here? We're talking about guys going five innings. It's embarrassing. The starting pitching is atrocious. I made this joke a long time ago in the beginning of the season. It's funny because I haven't said it in a while, but the Mets have a bunch of opening pitchers. That's what they have. They have opening pitchers that go about four innings. They eat up a chunk, which is good, but they're all openers. None of them are starters besides David Peterson. Sean Manaea today couldn't even get five innings. He got four. Kodai Senga, same thing. It is bad. It is getting worse and worse. And it's frustrating because then you can't use your bullpen right. Then you have to go to Ryan Stanek in big spots and him blow games up. And then Ryan Helsley not be able to, you know, get a ball off in time and get a pitch clock violation, thinks he's out of the inning. Instead, then the next pitch he gives him a home run. Like, it's just embarrassing at this point in time. And for Lindor's defense is terrible. Mauricio's defense is terrible. Alvarez's defense is terrible. Like, what are the Mets actually doing right? And let me be honest with you. Pete Alonso, I'm happy he tied the record for Strawberry. I know he's going to break it. He's got six games, I think, to do it at home. He'll break the record. Congratulations. Let's throw a party, especially when we're down 5-0 versus the Braves or somebody. I don't know what – I forgot the matchup. I know Cookie Caress was pitching one day. That's the day that we're going to get shut out, and that's the day that Pete Alonso will hit his 253rd home run as a Met. Set the record. We'll be down 5-0 when that happens. So it'll be 5-1. Hit a solo home run. He'll run the bases. We'll have a celebration and walk home and go home crying anyway because Mets can't win. And we're talking about the Braves here. We should be able to find a way to beat the Braves to get back in this playoff race. I mean, if they want to win, they want to get to the, you know, if they're going to want to win the division, you got to get on a hot streak. You got to start now. But it's just embarrassing. And this is Stearns. Again, Stearns could have gone out and gotten a starting pitcher. You did not need Frank. We all knew Frankie Montas sucked, but somehow that was the guy that we gave the 2-year deal to. Jose Quintana would have been a better option, but I couldn't do that. There was plenty of time to fix the starting pitching, and it was not even addressed during the trade deadline. Cedric Mullins, congratulations, got his first home run as a Met. He's been terrible. He's been atrocious. So every move he's been making has been terrible. Tyler Rogers, the only guy, pitched in every single game versus the Brewers, one inning, Didn't give up any runs. Didn't get any strikeouts, but didn't give up any runs. Did his job. But it's just, it was a bad, bad. And I keep on saying this. Someone told me this the other day. They go, or just said to me not too long ago, oh, you're flip flopping. You said this was great. I never said that. I was excited after they got Helsley, after they got Rodgers. You know, they got Soto, they got Rodgers, they got Helsley. I'm like, all right, this bullpen's looking good. Now what's next? Because you got a good structure here. What's up? What's next? And then they got Cedric Mullins, and that was it. And that was a failure. So I did not give a grade when the first three moves were done. But after I think I gave him like a B minus or something like that. I think. I definitely didn't give him like an A. I was not very happy with what they did. And then the Yankees, too. They can't get it out of their own way. Max Fried has been bad as of late. That's your guy. That's the guy that you're relying upon. And he's been bad as of late. You have, you're lucky that David Bednar has been coming through. Why in the world have you played Devin Williams? He came in there the other day on Friday night. I believe it was Friday night and blew that game. What was the final there? I just want to get my because they were all so miserable. I mean, you're playing the Astros again. I know that the Astros always have your number. You think it's different because they're not the same team, but yet somehow they are the same team. Yeah, Devin Williams was miserable again on Friday. Why Devin Williams was in late innings on Friday, I'll never understand that. Why are you putting Devin Williams in a big spot, a tied ball game? It doesn't make sense to me. Like you have, and this is the first time I've said it, like whoever put Devin Williams in on Friday night should be fired. If that's Aaron Boone, if that's Brian Cashman, if that's someone from the analytics department, if that's Devin Williams saying, hey, listen, I need to get into this game because I got to get right. Whoever it is should be gone. Hey, if it was Devin Williams saying, I need to get into this game, put me in, coach. I got this unlocked, and he failed. Yeah, DFA him. See you later. He's not it. Like that is a complete and utter failure. The experiment is done. He can't pitch. You talk about playoffs and who's going to pitch big level moments. Devin Williams can't do it. He won't be pitching come playoff time. He won't be on the roster, or he better not be. It's disgusting. So, Aaron Boone made a huge mistake, or whoever made that choice of putting Devin Williams in that spot. And thank God for David Bednar. David Bednar is the only productive piece that the Yankees have brought in since at the trade deadline. Ryan McMahon, defensively better, but offensively he's back to where he was in Colorado. He's not all that in bag of chips, to be honest with you. You know, defense, and it's funny, I was talking to somebody and they made a great point. It's like he's defensively better than everybody else that we had. No question about it. But he's just playing an average third base. That's the problem. Everyone else that were playing third base was terrible. Was so bad that they're making Ryan McMahon look like a Gold Glover right now at third base. He's just playing average. He's not really that. He's not who we think he is. He's just extremely better than everybody else who's playing the position earlier. But then you got David Bednar. He's the only one who's actually doing his job. He's gotten two saves, going an inning and two thirds every single time, going deeper, taking the ball. He's got that fire. That's good. Listen, if that's how he's going to be in New York and he's going to want the ball and he's effective, then there you go. You got a home run. You got your closer going forward. But it is a rough, rough time for both New York Mets and Yankees. You know, we're it's again, like I said, it's August 10th when we're recording this, or August 11th if you're listening on Monday morning. And, you know, you got 50 days left, basically, of baseball. 50 days, right? And then the playoffs start. 50 days. And these two teams are on the cusp of missing the playoffs. It could change quick. Baseball is stupid. Baseball is silly. But they're right now. These are the dog days. These are usually where the Yankees struggle. This is usually where the Mets maybe will struggle. And hopefully September comes around and they get a light up their butt. But here's the problem. if you dig yourself a bad hole, if you dig yourself five games out of a playoff spot, can these teams, can the Mets and Yankees find a way to fight back? I don't think so. Something is different about these two teams. There doesn't seem to be fight. There doesn't seem to be fire. You know, Aaron Judge is the only player that, if healthy, do I think can carry one of these two teams. He's the only one. He's it. Stanton, when the playoffs come around, I believe in Giancarlo Stanton. But during the regular season, the only guy I think that can carry a team is Aaron Judge. I don't see anybody else on these teams carrying anybody. And that's sad because the payrolls are extremely high. The fan bases are extremely hungry. And we're dying here for playoffs. And both teams are just sitting with their thumbs up at their butt. And it just, it's one of those things where if the Yankees and the Mets both fail to get back to the playoffs, because I made basically a guarantee that the Mets were getting there. You know, I've been basically saying, you know, it's David Stearns going to do something that's unbelievable. He's going to get the Mets to the playoffs in 3 out of 4 years. Think about that. It's not even back-to-back-to-back years, like 3 years in a row. No, I'm talking just getting to the playoffs 3 out of 4 years, which is doesn't sound all that great. For the first time ever, you know, 3 years in a row would be impressive, but 3 out of 4 years is like, okay, they still missed one in between there. What happened that year? Well, I was betting on that all season long. I mean, that may not happen. That's a problem. And that's on David Stearns for maybe being too smart for his own self. Because I asked the question, you know, is David Stearns trying to overanalyze everything too much and put himself in a way where he's like, I'm smarter than everybody in the room? If that's the case, it's going to be an issue going forward, because you can't, in baseball, be too smart, because that's when you get bit. When you have a big payroll, when you have a payroll that you can do anything you want with, basically. I mean, I know that Steve Cohen doesn't want to spend all his money, but he will if it means winning a championship. He will if it means bringing fans to the seats. And think about it. What's the one thing that the Mets have done? The Yankees always do it. So not trying to make this a Mets versus Yankee thing, but the Yankees always fill the seats. What have the Mets done this year? Their attendance has been ridiculous. Why? They were in the playoffs last year. Why? Because they think they got Juan Soto. And what's another reason why? Because they think they're going to be back in the playoffs. They think something else special is going to happen. Well, I'll tell you right now, if the Mets fail to get back to the playoffs this year, I'm not telling you they got to go on this magical run and win the World Series. That's a story for a different day. Get back to the playoffs. If the Mets don't get back to the playoffs this year, that's going to be a problem, and I don't think attendance will be as high next year. Why? Because people don't trust you. People didn't trust the Wilpons to get it right. People won't trust David Stearns to get it right. This is his second year. He's got to get it right, especially when you made those ridiculous moves for Frankie Montas, when you made a ridiculous move for Clay Holmes. I'm sorry, and this is not supposed to be crapping on Clay Holmes moment, but for all the people, and I think most of them were Yankee fans, to be honest with you, were like, yeah, go take Clay Holmes. He's going to be great for you guys. He just can't close, but he'll be amazing starting pitcher. Why? If he wasn't good out of the bullpen for those inning or two that he was there, why do we think that he's going to be a fantastic starting pitcher? He is a fifth man in a rotation. That's what Clay Holmes is. Is that good? Is that good enough for this team? No, it's not, because there's a lot of fifth of the rotation pitchers on this team. We have a lot of number fives. We don't have the ace. We barely have a two or three. So it's not good. That's not good enough for the Mets. So between Clay Holmes, Montas, all these risks, you know, Griffin Canning was good for a while, but I don't know if anybody noticed. Before he tore his Achilles, and again, I feel terrible about that. Before he tore his Achilles, he started pitching bad too. So a lot of these experiments weren't working out as well as they were last year, like Sean Manaea, Jose Quintana. You're too smart for the room, but that doesn't mean you're making the right decisions. And if the Mets miss the playoffs, it's going to be a huge strike against David Stearns. And ultimately, Steve Cohen as well, because next year you're going to see the we could sit there and say, oh, well, the fans are going to come back for Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor. But get ready, because when Pete Alonso doesn't come back, you're going to alienate certain fan base. When you trade Jeff McNeil, you're going to alienate other guys, which, by the way, Jeff McNeil does have to go, but that's besides the point. When you trade either Vientos or Mauricio or Beatty, it's going to alienate other people. It's going to be a lot of craziness. You're going to have to make a huge splash next year. And are the Mets ready to make another huge splash? They got Juan Soto this year. Who's the next splash next year? I mean, these are all things that I'm thinking about because I'm like, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. Why am I thinking about this now? They should just be, let's think about the focus on the playoffs. Focus on the playoffs. Well, same thing with the Yankees too. Focus on the playoffs. How? Everyone's trying to get rid of Boone and Cashman. What do you think is going to change by getting rid of Boone and Cashman with 50 days left in the season? What do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to jumpstart to kickstart the season? And hey, here we go. Now we're in the playoffs. Who are the Yankees bringing in if they do get rid of Aaron Boone? That's the other thing. They're not bringing in somebody that you want. I'll tell you that much. All right. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. It's Pete Hoffman with you. Always follow me at HoffWFAN. I'll be back tomorrow with more. You can always listen to me with BT and Sal, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday on WFAN. You can always listen to the Rico Bronner podcast as well, which you can, wherever you get your WFAN Daily or wherever you get your podcast from, you can find WFAN Daily, you can find Rico Bronya. But I say go to the Odyssey app. You can go find everything there. You can hit the rewind button function on the radio if you're streaming live, so you can go back and listen to other programs, whatever, like Boomer and Geo, Evan and Tiki, whatever you got. It's all there on the Odyssey app, plus these podcasts. But if you want to, just like and subscribe wherever you get your normal podcast, and then also please do the same thing for YouTube. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. Again, Pete Hoffman at HoffWFAN. I will see you guys tomorrow. And, you know, the good thing is the Mets won't lose tomorrow because they're not playing. I don't remember if the Yankees are playing, but I know the Mets won't lose. That's not really great news, but it's better than the news that, like, hey, they're going to get their asses smoked again, because we can't have that. We can't have that. We need some wins. Maybe this week we get some wins on the board. I don't know what it's going to take, but let's do it. Thanks again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I will see you guys manana. See ya.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.